Hi, welcome to the Office Dev Show, the only show that's focused on developing on the Office 365 platform. My name is Richard DeZeriga, and today I have the pleasure of being here with Umberto, who's from the Office and Add-ins team. You're kind of a regular on the show.
Right, so yes, I'm from the Office Accessibility team, and I've been here a couple of times to talk about commands, I think, also in the past, but also Office UI Fabric in the past, too. Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, it seems like everything that you touch is, like, pretty popular.
It's magic.
It is
right?
magic.
No, I'm just kidding. I have a great team behind me, so it's pretty cool stuff. So I'm glad that I'm here with you to talk about what we're working on.
Cool. Well, one of the things that's been a really powerful addition to the add-in model has been add-in commands. And so yep. Outlook introduced this about a year ago. They were kind of the first yep. to introduce this concept of adding commands to right. the user interface of things. And back at the Visual Studio Connect event a few months back, or mm-hmm. actually it was like 4 or 5 months ago this point.
Yes, more or less, yep.
Yeah, so we introduced that we're going to have these across like other Office
Others, right,
products.
Word, Excel, PowerPoint, essentially everywhere where Office add-ins run, that's our goal, that we have commands on those platforms, which is great because really with commands, you can have add-ins that are a lot more discoverable and a lot more efficient to use.
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about 1.2 billion users of Office, if I can have my own logo
right.
sitting there in the ribbon that someone right. sees all the time, and that's pretty powerful.
Right. I mean, it's like, as you mentioned, like billions of users using Office, and you can have an add-in that is like right there, right, in front of users that you can one click away start using it. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, and you know, one important point is we've almost from like the beginning of this new add-in model back in 2013, you know, we had a lot of partners that were like, well, wait, you know, with VSTO and things like this, I could extend the ribbon, I could right. add my own commands. So this is something that's been a desire for a long time. One key thing is we're not calling these ribbon buttons.
And right.
And
there's a good reason for that.
Yeah.
There's a good reason for that. So we're actually calling them commands because it allows you to hook into various places into the Office application. For example, you can have ribbon buttons, which is like the most obvious thing. But then you can also extend, for example, the context menu. So whenever you select a word and then you right-click on it, you can also have commands into that surface. And then we also plan to have additional extension points that you can hook into in the future. Even for the ribbon, in the ribbon case, we will see this on the manifest, but the way you declare this, it's more abstract than, hey, I want a ribbon button. You actually, the way you declare this is, I want to extend a particular command surface, and we map that on into the platform, and we actually generate native UI for you, which in the case of Works on PowerPoint and Outlook for Win32, that means the ribbon.
Yeah.
But in the case of Outlook, for example, Outlook Online does not have a ribbon.
Yeah, so
right,
a lot of these, like, especially when right. I get to like smaller devices,
right.
my guess is that
right.
we may not have that full ribbon, but
right.
we want those same commands
to be available. It's an interpretation of that command surface, but then the great thing is that we isolate developers from that. I mean, we do the hard work. As long as they declaratively define their commands, we make the translation into whatever is the appropriate representation for that in native UI, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so you know, when we introduced this concept of doing adding commands in the other Office products, you know, things like PowerPoint, Word, and
right.
Excel, back in like November of last year,
right.
We didn't have great tooling for that. So you ended up having to do a lot of guessing or hopefully find a sample.
Right, it was a lot of trial and error, yes.
That's right. And so one of the things we wanted to show in the show today, that's weird saying, show in the show, was that with Build, we released new tooling for Visual Studio and building
yep.
Office add-ins that yes. can help to accelerate that. It at least gives us a starting place for having some of that extensibility.
Right, so we revamped essentially the templates that we have for Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. So now it really is really as easy as going, I think we're gonna show this with like file, new project, then you pick the host that you want to extend, like Word, Excel, or PowerPoint, and then the template comes with like everything already wired up so that you can get going really, really fast.
So let's take a look at it.
Yep.
I'm here in Visual Studio and I'm just gonna create a new project. You'll see that now we actually have broken out all of those different kind of add-ins. Like before, there was just the generic Office add-in.
Right.
And now you can see that I have Excel add-ins, Word add-ins, Outlook add-ins, PowerPoint. We're getting a little bit more specific on those. Let's create maybe an Excel add-in. I spend lots of time in Excel, and we'll just call this the Dev Show add-in. And so the wizard here is going to be a little bit different. You can see in this case, I can either insert content, this would be kind of more of the content type of add-in, or I can add new functionality to Excel. New functionality, it could be a number of different things. In the case of this template, it's going to give us a task pane to provide some of that functionality.
Right. I think it's important to distinguish the new wizards and the choices that you have to make. As you mentioned, the option around content, that's really creating a web object that you can embed directly into Word, Excel, or PowerPoint documents, in this case Excel, because that's the one that you picked. But then the other one, that's the one that actually has the functionality for commands. It allows you to add new functionality into Excel, which can be a variety of things like tools to import, export data, tools to analyze data, tools to format data on Excel. So pretty powerful stuff right there into Excel client.
Yeah. So I'm gonna zoom out here and we'll just go ahead and say finish. That's gonna set up the scaffolding for this. So what's great about these new templates, you must have had your hand in it, because not only is it leveraging, you know, the new adding commands, but it's also leveraging things like the fabric.
Yeah. Yes. So yeah, we wanted to make sure that really set up developers for success so that we give you all the basics that you can get going creating an adding that already looks great. So you're using Fabric, it has a command, a button on the ribbon. And then from there, just about like really just tweaking and adding your core functionality for that adding.
Absolutely. So here on my little template is finished provisioning. You can see that if I were to zoom in on the Solution Explorer, the structure of this is a little bit different than it was in the earlier templates. But again, it's already integrating some of the great new things like Fabric. You can see that here that it's already referencing those off of a CDN. So great that I can immediately start integrating those. And the sample, the kind of Hello World sample that we provide here, is already leveraging Fabric. If I were to go and take a look at the manifest here, I'm going to jump into the XML manifest. A lot of this is going to look the same, so I'm going to have things like where I specify my provider and what the display name and description is. But as I go down further, what you're going to see is I have this version override section. And so this helps us if I wanted to use this add-in maybe on an older Office client
doesn't necessarily recognize. So actually, that's a pretty common question. So I think it's great that we chat about it. So with a single manifest, you can have an add-in that works in all the versions of Office that support add-ins, even if they do not support commands yet. So in the top section, if we can scroll a little bit up here, you can see that it has a default source location here. And that one, so for all the clients that do not support commands yet, then it's going to allow your add-in to run as a task pane, right? Which users can launch by going to insert my add-ins. But then for clients that do support commands, then that's where the version override kicks in. But the great thing is that you can have a single manifest and a single submission, for example, to the Office Store if you're going to publish your add-in on the Office Store. And that single manifest is going to work across the board.
And what's great is I could even, this could simplify in some scenarios where, you know, adding commands aren't the only thing we've introduced to that in model.
Correct.
We have new things in Office.js that may not work in older clients right now. And so I could theoretically build one add-in where up at the top I specify one endpoint, one page, and then for kind of newer clients I can reference a different one down
here. Right. So it really gives you the flexibility to target all Office users with clients that support add-ins, but at the same time, it really allows you to fine-tune your experience so that you provide the best of both worlds.
Yep. So if you look in here, you'll notice that I'm referencing a number of resource IDs. The reason for that is, as I start introducing things to like menus and the ribbon, we're going to have different text displays, and we wanted a clean way to be able to capture some of those literals. So if you look down further on the bottom, I actually specify I have a whole resources section where I can specify things like literals and URLs and images and things like that.
And this is also great for localization. So you have like one kind of like resources on .NET, right? That has to have a resource file. Here we have the equivalent of that, but then in one central place, you can have all your strings, all the URLs, localize them, and then you can reuse them. Right, one of the things that people may not realize this, but because we have these templates that are very focused on a particular host, like Excel or Word, but it's totally doable to have on a single manifest that you can actually extend all those trick lines in one manifest. And you might actually want to reuse a lot of the same strings, a lot of the same icons for different buttons in different clients. And this gives you a way to reuse all of those assets.
Very nice. So in this case, you can see that I'm specifying that I want a extension point.
Yep.
Right, and in that extension point, I'm saying office tab. So in this case, I'm actually targeting the home tab. So I'm in this case, I'm putting a button into an existing tab.
Right. So that's what the office tab element is for. And the ID, that's essentially the ID of the tab that you're extending, right? Which could be like the home tab, the review tab, the design tab, all the tabs that we support. It's important to note, and this is because commands work in multiple versions of Office, like for example, Win32, which is what we're gonna show here, but also Office Online. Mm-hmm. The tabs between those two different clients might be different, right? So we encourage folks, and this is all documented, so if you want your add-in to work seamlessly across all the both versions, you should also pick a tab that works and exists in both versions. So for example, the insert tab exists in both, the home tab exists in both. Mm-hmm. We're not gonna limit you from targeting tabs that do not exist in other clients, but as you test your add-in, you will see that essentially will not show on the clients that don't have that tab.
Yep. And we'll look at samples later where I can actually create my entire tab of my own.
Yes.
So we guys are providing a lot of flexibility here for working with this.
Yep.
So in this case, you can see I'm specifying some different icons for this. I'm providing a label. Different icons are for, as Office user resizes Office, we might need to shrink down components of that ribbon. And so again, that's just making this align with, if you've ever built Office extensibility in the past, it's pretty common to look at things like that. And so we basically, everything is configured here in the manifest. You can see that I have the source location for, in this case, what this button is going to launch a task pane.
Right.
We'll look at other scenarios, but that's kind of the easiest default scenario. It's very similar to what you see the Outlook side of the house doing, is their add-in commands oftentimes launch that task pane. And that's what this is going to do here. So let's just run this and take a look at, I didn't really do any coding here. I just used the template.
F5, this is going to deploy this add-in into, in this case, Excel, and then it's going to launch Excel. And what we should see happening, it's essentially a button appearing on the home tab of the of Excel ribbon. There it goes.
Yep, so you can see, I'll zoom in on this a little bit. I mean, this is the aha moment is, now, especially with like how easy these are to distribute, because even I could customize the ribbon in the past, but with the old way of development, you know, a lot of times I might find a great add-in, but I'd have to go to like IT because it had to actually install like things on my machine, and I might not have that sort of permission. Here, I just have a manifest that I got,
right,
and so almost really anyone can go and introduce these and be able to add great new functionality to Excel.
Right, so it's really as easy as just registering the add-in with Office, which is essentially what we're doing, what Visual Studio is doing by essentially registering that manifest with Excel. If in production scenarios you can distribute that via the store or via a company catalog, so just for your own company. And it's really easy because it's just essentially telling them, like, hey, I have add-ins, and then we go and read the manifest, and then we create all the native UI for you.
Yep.
So as you mentioned, there are no MSIs to install, there is no changes on the registry that you need to go and do to actually make the add-ins deploy. In many cases, and this obviously depends on company policies, but in many cases, you don't have to involve IT at all.
Right? That's right.
Like, yeah. You can just go to the store and bam, there you go, you have an add-in.
And it made a lot of sense in the older days because this might prevent you from being able to upgrade when IT tries to push like a new version of Office.
Right.
None of this, like, it's completely decoupled from each other.
Correct.
And therefore you don't run into those issues.
One of the things that we spend a lot of time, and really one thing I've said like a lot of time, is making sure that all of this is like super performant. Mm-hmm. So we really spent a lot of time so that we didn't slow down, not even like a couple of milliseconds, how much time it actually takes to actually go and boot up the Office clients, what is our memory footprint, right? How fast actually takes to render a button. You can actually, I think we can, I'm not sure if this one is gonna work, but we can try this one later with the other sample. Mm-hmm. When you close and then open up again any of the applications, the button display instantaneously. So you cannot really tell a difference between a button that was added by an add-in and any of the arrow of the building commands, because we're using essentially the same infrastructure behind the scenes to render all of these, cache it, and make it super, super performant.
Very nice. So in this case, if I click on this button, its action is to show the task pane. You can see that opening now and displaying. And in this case, it's gonna bring me to Visual Studio because of the maybe a breakpoint that I had there. So ultimately, actually in this case, it also looks like it inserted some data as well.
Right. So as part of the template that for this particular host that we have, it provides you a sample document that you can start playing with, and it actually interacts. So if, for example, you click on the highlight button there, it will actually use Office.js APIs to highlight a particular cell, for example. So it already gives you an actual working add-in mm-hmm. that you can start building from.
Awesome. So this is kind of probably the most simplistic form of doing yep. an add-in command. Let's jump over to a sample that is we have out on GitHub. If you want to see right. more of like a comprehensive thing of what's possible today with add-in commands, we do have a sample on GitHub that I'll point to. This is we'll have a link to this in the show notes, but this is the Office add-in command samples. And there's a number of different samples here for different clients, but we're going to look at this just really simple sample that is just going to show us kind of the
breadth of yeah. the possibilities that you can have with commands.
That's right. So I'm gonna launch Word for this one. We used Excel for the first. We'll give Word some love. And in this case, when I create a new document, I'm going to first initiate, I've used this before. So you could see I actually have a test tab here right. in the ribbon.
Right. So with commands, you can also create your own custom tabs with your buttons. We usually don't recommend you, or recommendation is like this. So if you have a couple of functions that belong already in an existing Office flow, by all means, please extend an existing tab because that's what makes the most sense for
sure.
users too. But then many times, you might want to add functionality that is definitely related to Office, but you have either like a lot of commands or it wouldn't neatly fit within one of the existing categories. So that's when we would recommend you to create your own tab. And then what this sample is showing is that you can do various different things.
Yep.
I think you already showed the task pane one, so let's just click on that one first, the show task pane one. It's exactly what you showed on Excel, but now this is working on Word. But then you can also just go and run JavaScript behind the scenes and interact directly with the document without having to show a task pane. So for example, we close the task pane right now for a second. Then you can click on execute function. This is just going to run code behind the scenes, and it's going to essentially insert the text into Word.
This is pretty huge, I think, because not all scenarios make sense to like take up part of the screen for a user.
Right.
If you just want to do
something
pretty simple. So actually, I'll bring two things together. Imagine if I wanted a ribbon button that inserted an image. That would be a really good maybe thing where
right.
I don't need UI, I just need it to perform something behind the scenes. But it's also
right.
a scenario where if I'm a user and I'm looking to insert something, I'm probably going to go to the insert tab.
Right.
So that would be a scenario where I'd want to
right.
target one of those existing
tabs.
In fact,
we have a great example. If we have time, we can probably show it at the end. One of our partners, it's already on the store, that's actually using this functionality. And then they essentially did what you just mentioned, right? They added buttons on the insert tab. And they even extended the context menu, which is actually pretty cool.
So in this case, I clicked on this execute function, and it updated my document behind the scenes.
Right, so it just ran some JavaScript code behind the scenes and then just did the action, and then without having to show any canvas first. So it's super efficient.
Very cool. So I have my custom tab. I have my custom groups that I can do. I have some of these buttons. But we also have things like dropdowns if you wanted
right.
kind of that type of surface.
Right, so
things.
We also support that control type, where you can specify additional commands inside the dropdown. And then the other thing that I wanted to show here is that in the past, add-ins were limited to really just one canvas with just the task pane.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can also have multiple task panes. So you have scenarios that actually require having multiple task panes side by side. We support that. So if we click on the first one, that's going to show one of the task panes that this particular add-in has. But then if you click on the other one, then you can actually have this side by side. We actually have some partners that are actually leveraging this functionality because one of the task panes, for example, they used to kind of like navigate inside the document.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one actually allows them to do some edits like inserting fields or like filling in like content control. So
it's
pretty powerful.
And these, I can move them around and put one
right.
on one side, one on the other.
Right.
I don't know that people realize that
right.
you do have that flexibility as a user inside
right.
of.
Right. One of the enhancements, this one is not available yet, but one of the enhancements that are going to come down the line We're actually going to allow you to specify the initial placement of the task pane for Winter 2 so that if your task pane makes more sense on the left, like for example navigation, then you can start from the left. But right now, we already have the ability to have multiple task panes, which is pretty cool.
Awesome. Well, to me, like the ability to get my brand, if you're building products or something that users need to see on, you want it to be kind of front and center for them. I can't think of a better way than being able to add my own commands here into the Office experience. You know, the old way of doing this I'd have to go kind of hunt through menus and find the add-ins in the My Add-ins area. So
This is
really great.
This is really way more efficient. Now, we showed, I think, Excel, Word. Why don't we jump into PowerPoint and let's show what a partner of ours is doing to extend also the ribbon, but they also extending the context menu. So if you go into your Insert tab,
I've used them before.
Yes, you've used them before, Pikit. So you can see that they're extending the ribbon there and adding their buttons. Mm-hmm. But they're also doing something very cool. So for example, let's type in something onto the slide. For example, lion or whatever comes into you.
Okay,
and then you select the word lion and then right-click on it. And then you can see that they were also able to extend the context menu there. And
I'm going to say I feel lucky. Is that dangerous?
It's dangerous. Let's try it.
Let's do it.
What that is doing behind the scenes is actually doing all the work for you and then just essentially inserting an image directly into PowerPoint.
That's
from
pretty
their
amazing.
Collection. That's pretty amazing, right?
Actually, I could as I'm building a PowerPoint deck, I can just put placeholders and say, okay, here I want a picture of a whiteboard. Here I want a picture of this, and then
right click, insert, and then right click, I feel lucky, sorry, and then it just works. And then the nice thing is it also integrates with a built-in feature, which is the design ideas.
Uh-huh.
So if you just click and say, let's go,
uh-huh.
It's going to take the image that Pikit inserted and then suggest you something. Now, this is not the adding, this is a built-in PowerPoint feature, but it shows how the two really work together now.
Wow.
Have like a really nice looking slide, right?
Even I can make good looking slides,
right?
Now, I think, with
exactly.
This.
There you go. So now you're a designer too.
Cool, and this is awesome. Definitely, and they're making good use of even things like the drop-downs.
The drop-down, and then the other thing that this one showcases that how they're able to actually keep their brand, so you can actually see that their buttons are that hue of color that essentially represents their brand. But at the same time, it looks nice, it looks professional, it looks integrated into Office. So I think it's a great example of how you can leverage commands.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, it's been great. So definitely check out the show notes. We'll have links to the simple sample that puts all the different scenarios in there. Check out the new Office Dev Tooling for Visual Studio that has all the great new templates. And test these out. I mean, this is kind of, we're encouraging add-in developers to target these commands for the add-ins they're building.
In fact, I will say the call to action is really, if you have add-ins already in the store, please just go ahead and update them like right away to use this, right? So I think we show on with Visual Studio and with the samples, it's like just a couple of lines of XML, and then you can have now a button on the
ribbon. That's right.
So you should totally do that if you have an add-in on the store. And if you're building a new add-in, you should consider this from the get-go, really. Also, if they have like any feedback from our documentation or the samples, please log an issue on the GitHub repo, and we monitor that like all the time. So we can take off any issues that we may have on the samples or like additional requests or comments. So.
Very good. Well, I'm sure we'll have you back. Thanks for coming here and talking about
adding
commands.
Thank you for inviting me. Really, really excited to be here and really excited about developers to take advantage of these new capabilities.
Great. So go out and try this out, and happy coding.
Happy coding.